stem cell transplant, and I had nausea probably for more than 6 months afterwards. I found it was worse if I got dehydrated, and I think probably my main problem was not wanting to take too many tablets because of all you take, and probably should have taken more anti-nausea ones even when you weren't nauseous, which I had to sort of learn to do, rather than just taking and waiting until you felt really bad, take them anyway, and also increase the fluids.
Nausea, even if you don't actually vomit, can obviously be a problem. Feeling nauseous can be caused by the cancer itself or by the side effects of treatment. For some people, just the thought of treatment makes them feel sick. Because nausea can get in the way of eating, it's important to find ways to help manage it. Dietitian Emma Slee is with us. Emma, what can people do to try and stop that sick feeling?
If you're finding you're getting nauseous quite often, especially around mealtimes, if you've been prescribed some anti-nausea medication, it's really a good idea that you do take that, generally about half an hour before you eat. It just means when it comes to eating, you'll feel like it because you won't be feeling so nauseous. Also need to watch eating a big sort of heavy meal just before treatment. When you're nauseous, trying to eat a small amount regularly can be a lot more achievable than just sitting down and eating three sort of large meals. So try and have a small amount to eat at breakfast, lunch and dinner, and then a snack between each of those. So have morning tea, afternoon, noon tea, and then some supper after dinner.
Is it true that eating salty foods is kind of better than sweet foods, and cold foods can be better for nauseous people than hot?
Yeah, when you're feeling nauseous, salty or ginger-based foods can be really good for nausea and make you feel a little bit less nauseous when you're eating. So salty foods such as crackers or cheese, nuts, pretzels, those sort of foods you might find a little bit easier to eat. Cold foods are often a lot better tolerated, and I think the reason for that is that they don't smell. So sometimes cooking smells or just the odour of food can make nausea worse, which means that when you smell it, you already don't feel like eating, so it's going to be pretty tough to get through that meal. So try some cold foods such as sandwiches or cereal, toast, yogurt, cheese, crackers, fruit, or just eating things cold rather than having to heat them up when you're really feeling a bit nauseous and sick.
How important is it to remember to keep your fluids up if you're feeling sick?
It's really important that you drink enough fluid, especially if you've had diarrhea or vomiting, because you really want to prevent dehydration. So good to just sip on fluids regularly throughout the day. If you're really feeling a bit nauseous and if you're vomiting, you might find clear fluids a little bit better tolerated. Things such as water, a bit of ginger ale, cordial, fruit juice, Powerade, those sort of things you might be able to keep down a little bit better. If you can tolerate more of your milky sort of fluids, things like milk, Milo, milkshake or a smoothie, or any of your nutritional supplements such as Sustagen or Ensure, they're going to have some more nourishment and calories in them, so they're a good way to get nutrition and hydration in one easy drink, really.
What about sake on icy poles, things like that have a bit of sugar in them but also have that liquid?
Yeah, when you're really feeling sick, having an icy pole is a good way to get a little bit of fluid dribbling down quite slowly and can be really well tolerated. So a good thing to suck on a bit of ice or an icy pole.
Now, before you mentioned that the sense of smell obviously impacts to a great extent on how nauseous you're feeling, how can you avoid those smells though when you're cooking?
So it's really good if you're feeling nauseous to just try and stay out of the kitchen completely if you can. Makes it a lot easier if you've got a carer or a family member who enjoys cooking and will cook for you. If you don't, just using sort of convenience meals or frozen meals that have been pre-prepared, and microwaving those can be a really good way to limit those cooking odours, or cooking a meal prior to a mealtime and then having a good break so you're not around those smells directly before you eat. Another good way to avoid those smells is to sit outside or sit in a really well-ventilated area so those smells aren't going to be all caught up around you when you're eating.
So microwave and barbecue, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, and it's fun too. It's a nice social thing to do.
How do you know when, say, if your nausea is turning to vomiting and you have been vomiting a bit, when do you know when to see your doctor?
So if you're vomiting sort of quite often every day, to the extent where you can't really keep any sort of food or fluids down, it's a really good idea to give your doctor a call, because if you're not keeping fluids down for sort of 24 hours, you can become a little dehydrated, and we really want to prevent that. So a good idea to go see your doctor.